Our story begins in Connie's apartment. Dara has just arrived and is talking with Connie.
How can you see into my eyes like open doors?
Dara, we weren't expecting you. Clinton told me you were joining us for dinner.
Oh, you're having a dinner? I didn't realize. Is Clint in his room?
Yes.
Thanks.
Dara, what are you doing here?
We need to talk, Clint.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
What's up, Dara? Did something happen?
You tell me.
I don't know what you mean.
What's going on with you and Heidi Bradford?
Oh, God, not this again. We're about to have dinner here, Dara. What possessed you to come over here and start this with me right now?
Just tell me the truth, Clint. Is there anything between you and Heidi that you haven't told me?
Heidi and I are friends, okay?
Then why aren't you looking at me? Are you afraid to look me in the eye?
I just don't think this is the time or the place for this conversation.
Oh my God. Something did happen between you, didn't it? Did you kiss her? What?
Dara, things have been really crazy lately for all of us. Let's just take a little time here to figure out what we do next.
It's all right. I think I know everything I need to know. You don't have to say a word. Goodbye.
Dara, wait. There's one thing I want to ask you about.
What is it?
It's about Lucas. Remember that Heidi thought he was her mugger when they first met? Did he ever say anything to you about that?
At St. John Hospital, Mandy has just removed her hat and glasses and revealed herself to Matt.
Hello, Everett.
Mandy, how the hell did you get out of the psych ward?
Oh, it was easy. They really need to increase security in that place.
What are you doing here? How did you find me?
Evelyn, a total nutcase in the psych ward, told me that you had been involved in the explosion and that many of the victims were brought to St. John Hospital. I called, and they confirmed you were here.
If the police catch you here, they're going to lock you up and throw away the key.
Oh, Everett, your concern is touchy.
Why'd you come here?
I need your help, Everett.
Call me Matt. And if this is about my brother's baby, oh my God, the baby, I have to call Raven.
Don't bother. She already knows I'm out. I put her on notice that I'm coming for my daughter.
Mindy, you don't have a daughter. You need to get to Westside and check yourself back in.
Why didn't I know you wouldn't lift a finger to help me?
Mindy, you kidnapped my nephew. What do you want me to say?
And why are you laying on your side like that? What are you trying to cover up?
Nothing.
Let me see the other side of your face.
No, get out of here.
Let me see it. Oh, dear Lord, you're mutilated.
Get out of here, Mandy. Get out of here. Get her out of here, nurse. Call the police. This woman needs to be locked up.
You dirty backstabber.
Back at Connie's apartment, Dara is talking with Clint in his room.
Lucas is dead, Clint. There is no reason to drag his name through the mud now.
How would it be dragging his name through the mud unless he actually did something wrong?
I don't care who mugged Heidi. She deserved it.
You don't mean that.
I didn't like her from the first day we met, and obviously, I had a good reason.
Well, obviously you shared a few secrets with Lucas yourself.
I shouldn't have come here. Talking to you about Heidi is like talking to a brick wall.
You're right. You shouldn't have come here. I think you should go.
Gladly.
Clint? Is everything all right?
No, Mom. It isn't.
In her apartment, Raven is talking with Perry.
I appreciate you coming over here, Perry. Everyone has been so wonderful to try and keep Marty and me safe.
No problem. I'm just happy to get to spend some quality time with you, even if it is under bad circumstances.
I miss our talks.
So do I. Monthly isn't the same without you there every day.
Oh, thanks. I do miss being able to see you every day. I think Hannah has stolen you away from me.
Well, you know I love Hannah, but I'll never forget our friendship either, Rave.
You better not.
So where's Marty? I want to see him.
He just went back to sleep. Let's go check in.
Do you want me to get it?
No, I will. Hello?
Raven, it's Matt. Mandy was just here.
Mandy was just where?
At St. John's Hospital. She's really flipped, Raven. Be careful.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.